I am visiting once again with Blake Curtis. And Blake, I know that you are the chairman for the American Seed Trade Association. Been a couple months since you got into that position. How's that going?
So far, so good, Chuck. You know, got a great association, great membership, super CEO. And so, you know, it's been so far a great experience and looking forward to a good year. We don't have really any major issues on the horizon, nothing that aren't insurmountable, but, you know, we're looking forward to a great season.
It has been a challenging year this year weather-wise with this big drought that we had, for example. When it comes to seed, what kind of impact has that had?
You know, you're absolutely right, Chuck. I did a little personal survey the other day and noticed that, at least for our area, the drought has surpassed even the 1934 era, which was the last really big dry spell. And, you know, for us as seedsmen, it's an issue because we have to produce seed the same time as our producers are producing grains for feed and whatever purpose. And so seed production is an issue. The good news is that a lot of the things, the traits that we've worked on for a number of years, including drought resistance and, yield potential, have come to help us to the positive side of the equation. So anyway, that along with countercyclical production in, offshore, leaves us to believe that we'll be able to supply just about whatever the farmer needs. Now, I'm going to encourage our listeners to, especially our farm listeners, to take and go ahead to their seed dealer, talk about their needs, because it may be that you'll use some alternatives if you don't talk about those sorghums and hybrids that you really want. But ultimately, I think we'll be able to supply the needs of the industry.
Another issue that ASTA has been involved in, we're just going to call it this accord that was just reached. This is not a simple issue, I know, but can you describe what this accord is and what it means?
Absolutely. Well, Chuck, our board of directors decided that it was really important for us as an industry to be involved in this discussion. Someone had to take this leadership position. As we end up with expiring rights associated with the patents of these traits, the question is, how do we move forward? Who is going to have access to that? And what will be the compensation mechanism for the people who put so much research into it and have carried the burden of providing all of the documentation and all of the necessary and associated issues to EPA and other government agencies? And so we've taken a leadership position, designed an accord that would help us to move forward, go down a path that's designed, it's clear-cut, everyone knows where we're going and how it's going to work. And so at this point in time, it looks like we have at least one part of the accord finished, and that we have a good group of people who will sign on so that we can move forward as we expire and retire these property rights.
So who are those companies or groups that are involved then?
Well, a lot of it would be obviously the folks who own the property rights to begin with, the Roundup Ready gene, but additionally, smaller production companies who want to take advantage of that. You know, again, the question is who takes over the responsibility of reporting where sales have taken, tracking those sales, tracking plantings, and living up to the EPA requirements associated with some of these genes? These accords are great operating agreements. They indicate how these small companies, intermediate companies, and large companies will all negotiate, talk, and how everyone can take a place at the table as opposed to, maybe eliminating some of these smaller companies. So it's a great opportunity to make available these traits and this information to everyone in the seed industry.
Well, I know that ASTA's got a big meeting coming up, in annual meeting in Chicago. Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen this year.
4th through the 7th of December. What a great meeting. The corn and sorghum meeting is not only an opportunity for anyone who's interested in corn, sorghum, and soybeans to learn about what's going on in the industry, new traits, new products available, but also it's an awesome trade show. There'll be a lot of equipment there, a lot of exhibitors there, and it's a wonderful opportunity to interact and learn more about what's going on in the seed industry, especially with the commodity groups.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there for the first time myself, and I want to thank you very much, Blake Curtis, kind of giving us an update on some of the things going on with the American Seed Trade Association here at this Farm Broadcasters meeting. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.